Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Free Talk Live.
And we're back. Free Talk Live.
Where did we go?
Well, that's my shtick. I don't know if you remember.
You're just always back, regardless if it's the beginning of the show or not?
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, nice.
I stole it from Z105, the old Saturday Night Live skit. So that's just my shtick.
And we're back.
Right, so you know what I'm talking about.
Yes, I love that DJ voice. I always wanted to do that on the air.
Go for it. Give it a shot.
Welcome to Free Talk Live. We're here to talk about whatever you guys want to. I don't remember the number.
603-283-6160.
There we go. So give us a call.
Nice.
Right. So they do this skit. It's like Jimmy Fallon and Ben Affleck.
And O'Toole. Okay. Yeah.
Right. So, you know, so it's just my shtick. I'm always back. I do my own podcast. That's how I lead into that. Always.
Love your podcast, by the way.
And we're back. That's like, you know.
You should pimp that while you're talking about it.
Anarchistexperience.com. The podcast is called The Anarchist Experience, and we were talking about this a bit pre-show about my podcast, because now we're doing it on Clubhouse. So find a way to find me on Clubhouse, Richie Rich, and then give me a follow, because that's the only way. Like, we, you know, it's a podcast, so we normally record at a specific time, but not this week, because I have some other prior obligations during the regular time. So give us a follow, and then at some point Clubhouse will allow us to start our own club, and then you can get in.
I've only just started recently hearing about Clubhouse. Is that like a Discord type platform, or what is that?
It's hard to explain, and I will do my best. It is a broadcast platform for community engagement. Okay. So the Clubhouse app itself has no way to record the conversation that's being had. Like, it's very conversational. So you follow someone, and they go like, I'm going to start a conversation. And then if they're popular, like, hundreds of people might listen in to what they have to say. Like, they have their very own TED Talk with as many followers as you can get.
Very cool.
But conversationally, in the app, like, if you're listening to it and you have something of value to add, you can, like, raise your hand. And then when you raise your hand, they can click, like, invite them to talk. And then you get to say what you want.
Oh, neat. That sounds really cool. I'll have to check it out.
Real quick, just from Wikipedia, Clubhouse is an invitation-only social media app for iOS that facilitates auditory communication through rooms that can accommodate groups of up to 5,000 people.
Which would be ridiculous.
Yeah, the audio-only app hosts virtual rooms for live discussions with opportunities for individuals to participate through speaking and listening. And then the other bit is that the app was first introduced to iOS in March of 2020, so relatively new. Clubhouse has said that they are developing it also for Android. In January 2021, the company announced that they will soon start developing the Android version. They hired an Android software developer, implying the company has started development of the Android version. So currently it's iOS only.
Right, which is fine, because I have an iPhone, and my buddy who suggested this has an iPhone. So I'm like, all right, we'll just see what happens. The main reason for us moving to Clubhouse is that for a long time, right, we did a live show, broadcast live on the internet, had a call-in number. Call-in numbers are still there. But people are too afraid to call in and talk to us, man. And, you know, get their statist ideas shut down by, you know, the resident anarchist and, you know, libertarians, as it were. And so we weren't getting engagement. And so he went, hey, this Clubhouse thing might be good for engagement if you want to build this podcast thing. I went, I don't really care. You know,
roll with it.
It's a hobby. Like, I don't put a ton of effort into it. One of the reasons that makes coming to Free Talk Live easy as far as the show prep is concerned, is I'm already reading a ton of news articles to prepare for the podcast, and now I just separate, right? Like, this would be good for Free Talk Live, this would be good for the Anarchist Experience, and it just works out.
Right, and so, you're familiar with, like, pressing buttons and putting your face in front of a microphone, reading some ad copy, that kind of stuff.
And reading the ad copy is new to me. Yeah. Like, I did that, you know,
Sure, but you've been reading articles, or reading ad copy is not that
right. Yeah. That's easy stuff. And that's what, you know, it's kind of what I think gave Mark the confidence of going, like, I don't feel well tonight, so you're just going to sit there and do the show.
Yep.
And I went, all right, we'll see how this goes.
Cool.
And then the last time I did it with, you know, Matt, just me and Matt, because that's all we had available.
Who are you, by the way?
I'm Richie Rich.
And who's this guy?
This is Tyler.
And who am I?
I hopefully you're the captain.
The good captain.
Well, I am, but I'm also substitute Matt.
Oh, okay. Well, we should start right into that then, because I believe if substitute Matt were here, he would want to talk about guns.
Oh, I believe so. And in fact, I brought this article in specifically to just give myself some street cred as substitute Matt, while nobody can ever be Matt, right? At least, like, I can try and do a little bit of justice.
Been sitting on a Bigfoot article for, like, 2 weeks just to unleash when he was here, and then I get the word that he's like, oh, I'm not going to be here tonight. And
yeah, if you could find an article about a gun-wielding Bigfoot, you know, I think that would be Matt's, like,
I would not, like, I wouldn't do that article as substitute Matt.
You'd have to let him.
What I would do is I would save it. I would send it to him and be like, dude, I couldn't do this as substitute you. This is totally your article. I wonder if Bigfoot would carry, like, you know, what would he carry? Would he carry, like, a Glock? Would he carry, like, an AR?
I mean, it's Bigfoot. He's huge. He would carry an MG-34, right? Like, he would just strap it on his back and carry it like a
He's
like
got
a
cannon. carrying it around.
The minigun.
this from Reason.com. There are several articles on the internet that have the same information. But gun-making CAD files free to spread around the internet, the Ninth Circuit Court rules.
Oh, great. Now that we got their permission,
yeah,
it's
like,
okay.
Like, the Ninth Circuit Court has basically said, well, they're already on the internet, and they've been spread around the internet, so they can go ahead and continue to be spread around the internet.
Right, it's like when a teacher loses control of the class, and it goes, yeah, yeah, okay, just do that then. Just play amongst yourselves.
Whatever you're doing, just keep doing it.
Yeah. Basically.
They're trying to get ahead of the parade on this one.
But apparently states had been trying to stop the feds from loosening their hold on certain software, but the appeals court says they don't have that power. In a case that was already moot in the colloquial sense of the term, if not the legal one, the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals decided yesterday that an attempt by various states to stop the federal government from not restricting certain computer files can go no further. So for now, CAD files that can help instruct certain devices to make weapons at home can be legally spread into the public domain, which they already were. Wasn't a problem to get. You can go and you download them right now.
Yeah.
And
those who wanted the files had the files, mm-hmm. and those who wanted to, like, print the guns were doing so.
Well, and we did an article recently about a gun that you can print with a $250 printer, and the materials were, like, maybe $100 bucks. So the total cost was, like, $350 bucks to get into it. And so the history of the issues behind this case, though, it's the state of Washington versus the State Department, is long and convoluted and embedded in arcane arguments about proper administrative procedure. What triggered the states to want to interfere in federal discussions was the result of a resolution in 2018 of a lawsuit from Defense Distributed, a company dedicated to the spread of gun-making software, founded by 3D weapon entrepreneur and provocateur Cody Wilson, whom we've covered extensively here on Free Talk Live. In settling a case challenging their restrictions on such files, the government agreed to remove them from the control of International Traffic and Arms Regulations, or ITAR, if you prefer the government's four-letter acronym. The states pretended they were fighting for public safety against the threat of computer-assisted homemade gun-making. But their efforts were, at their core, an attempt to make the government continue constitutionally questionable policies, restricting the free spread of information in the form of certain computer files, even though that information is obviously free to be spread through other means.
That's an important part here, yeah. is the constitutionality of it, because the 2A... groups, you know, people who are big fans of the Second Amendment. That's one of the biggest talking points when it comes to 3D printed guns or ghost guns, is that manufacturing your own weapons has always been legal in America.
Yep.
From the beginning.
Since the dawn of man. Well, no, actually.
Since the dawn of the firearm.
Yeah.
So if you have thoughts on this, 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. More coming up on Free Talk Live.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store, or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis, and that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $50 on our popular 4-week emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly right to your door. So order today and save $50 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Join me, George Norrie, for Contact in the Desert Worldwide Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to the 28th. Contact in the Desert will be an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, consciousness, AI, crop circles, and cutting-edge science. More than 130 presentations, 67 speakers, and 2 extra weeks to view our extraordinary lineup. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
And we're back. See? My shtick. Free Talk Live. 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. The live call-in radio program. If you're listening to us live, that is. Could be the podcast after the fact. I don't care. Tis I, Mr. Richie Rich, along with...
Substitute Matt, a.k.a. the Captain.
And Tyler.
And Substitute Matt, a.k.a. the Captain. You were talking about this, whatever it is, 3D printed CAD files free to spread around the internet with permission now.
Yes, it's an article from Reason.com, and it talks plenty about the ability. Basically, some states wanted the federal government to stop allowing the files with the information on how to make the guns in your 3D printers to be distributed freely. And, of course, it was shot down for many reasons.
Well, you say of course. Well, there was a chance that it wasn't going to get shot down and it was still going to be underground.
I say of course because the next thing that they cite in the article is they say that, for example, gun-making instructions in a book, right, would be legally protected expression and recognized as such. So let's say there's a PDF file or even some sort of custom file that you have to download to, like, insert into your 3D printer to have the instruction to do the thing, to make the parts and whatever, that kind of thing. If that were in paperback form, that would be perfectly legal.
Sure.
And so that's the argument that they've made here, is that, hey, this is just data. If it were presented in any other form besides an electronic file, say a PDF or even like a custom file that only like a 3D printer can read, it's still just information.
Mm-hmm.
That's all that it is.
Yeah. I don't think we can ignore the fact that having the CAD file, right, where you put it into your 3D printer and you go like, print, is a lot simpler and easier to do than how to manufacture a pistol from scratch.
Sure, yeah, absolutely. But what I'm saying is that the book form, if it were to be printed in a book form, that would be easily recognized as free speech, right? Because now it's a book that, you know. So.
And I think there's like a meme floating around there with that book, because there is a book. Like on how to manufacture firearms.
There's several.
They exist.
Yes, right. And have for.
Right. But the meme going around is like, this is illegal. You would not want to download this and have this capability because of, you know.
Well, and then,
but it's not.
I think the problem that they would have is if they made these homemade gun making CAD files illegal, then they would have to almost make CAD files illegal. And we know CAD files are used for far more than just manufacturing firearms. They're made for medical equipment. Mm-hmm. So if you're out in the field, the folks in like Antarctica who are doing all the exploration and that kind of stuff, if somebody breaks their arm, you know, they don't just create a cast out of like plaster and cloth. They 3D print one.
Yeah,
right. They've got a 3D printer and the plastic loaded in it, and they just measure the dude's arm and like they print a cast, and that's how it's done.
Right, and I think what they're most concerned about is usability that comes with these 3D printers is going to get better, right? Like, if you're not a technical person right now, using a 3D printer is kind of tough, right? But there's going to come a day where literally anybody can just go buy a 3D printer, and that same day they can download one of these files, hit print, and start making parts for a gun.
Yep. And I think a lot of that toughness getting started is designing these CAD files, like having the engineering know-how to put together the file that the 3D printer needs to print what you want.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Because you can have the idea in your head, but then you have to have the technical know-how to design that file. Right. Well, I think one of the areas where 3D, I think it's like Thingiverse or something like that, where 3D printing takes off is most of what you want has already been designed by somebody else. And all you need to know is how to hook up the plastics to the 3D printer and then hook that up to the software.
Yeah.
And that part, you know, the more that these files perpetuate themselves throughout the Internet, the easier it becomes to go like, no, I'm just going to get a spool of whatever colors I want. I got my 3D printer set up, and I have all the files I need to compile whatever I want at, you know, on this website or whatever.
Right. And or on then, my phone or whatever, yeah.
And that's where it becomes easy.
Really interesting to me about this. Cody Wilson had just spoke at a conference regarding this recently. It's titled Post-Political, a speech by Cody Wilson. You can look it up on YouTube. He talks about how one of the biggest problems our country's having right now as far as national security goes is that if we wanted to revitalize our military and start, like, updating all of these systems that we have, we don't have the machining capability, nor do we have the technical know-how in our society to do that anymore. You know, there's not enough people out there that know how to make military-grade equipment and, like, you know, weapon systems to the specifications that they need, because the government is so, like, hard set on getting rid of all this information within the public sphere. So at the same time, they're like, yeah, this is going to become a problem for us nationally, but we also don't trust our own people to know enough to do it. And that's just pathetic.
Well, and that goes back to what I tell people all the time, which is Military Strategy 101 says the most difficult place to conquer is a heavily armed populace.
Absolutely.
And every military general strategist, you know, anybody who plans military maneuvers and that kind of thing, they're taught this from, wait, I mean, it's basic 101 stuff.
Yeah.
So if the government really cared about your safety or protecting the borders or, you know, keeping somebody from invading,
yep,
they would literally give you guns,
right,
and ammunition.
At the very least, they would make it mandatory that you learn gun safety.
Yeah,
you
like,
know, I still wouldn't want schools. It to be mandatory.
I feel you.
Right, but they would. They would make it because they're government. They would make it mandatory in, like, grade school or high school or whatever for you to take gun training and all that kind of stuff, because that's how somebody who cared about their population would proceed with that knowledge.
Right. One of the dumbest arguments that you hear from anti-gun communities is that they're like, what good are your guns going to do against the government if it decides to crack down on us or a foreign government? They've got drones. They've got missiles. Your guns are worthless. And it's like,
then let us keep them.
Look at history. I mean, look at Vietnam. Look at Afghanistan. You don't need to have tanks to win a war.
How many empires died in Afghanistan because they couldn't fight the regular dudes with guns in caves?
Yeah, the list goes all the way back to, like, Rome, maybe beyond. It's ridiculous.
So I will say this very briefly on the use of guns in public schools. On my way into high school, like pre-freshman year, summer school, shooting rifle was, like, part of the curriculum.
And that, really?
That may date me a little bit, but this was, like, the mid-90s when I was starting high school.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the first time I shot a rifle.
That's awesome. I thought that went out because they didn't have that in my high school. They had archery.
Private school.
Oh, okay.
So that might be different.
Okay.
But it was part of the curriculum pre-freshman year.
Nice.
So if you got two guns on your way into high school, give us a call. 603-283-6160. More gun talk live coming up with Fake Matt after the break.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Joe Biden's $6 trillion in early-term spending initiatives, his $1.9 trillion American Rescue Plan that passed with zero Republican votes, along with his proposed $2.3 trillion American Jobs Plan and $1.8 trillion American Families Plan, have drawn sharp criticism from Republicans. And even Democrats like Senator Joe Manchin of West Virginia are questioning all the spending.
We need to pay for it. We do. I mean, we're almost $28.2 trillion. Now, that's not sustainable. In anybody's book, it's not sustainable.
President Biden currently in Georgia selling that plan at one of his patented driving car rallies. The Jacksonville Jaguars on the clock as the NFL draft set to begin in Cleveland, Ohio tonight at 8 o'clock Eastern Time. USA Radio News. President Joe Biden, during his speech to Congress on Wednesday, called for a ban on high-capacity magazines that hold up to 100 rounds. The president also called for a ban on so-called assault weapons, universal background checks for firearm purchases, and regulations on do-it-yourself guns made from part kits. The third man of the moon landing has passed away.
Apollo 11 astronaut Michael Collins has died. Collins was part of a three-man crew who traveled to the moon in 1969, piloting the command module Columbia in the moon's orbit, while Neil Armstrong and Buzz Aldrin walked on the surface. An Air Force pilot, Collins joined NASA in 1963 and first went into space on the Gemini 10 mission in 1966. Apollo 11 was his last spaceflight. He later worked with the Smithsonian Institution and went on to become the director of the National Air and Space Museum. Michael Collins was 90. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
Free Talk Live, 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. The radio show where you can call in and talk about whatever you want when we have time to answer the phones. It is I, Mr. Richie Rich, along with
Fake Matt
and Tyler.
And Fake Matt, we're going to get back into your article in a minute here, but I first must tell you about Bitcoin.com.
Tell me more.
Bitcoin.com is the best source for learning about cryptocurrency. You can go there now and click on Get Started at the top of the page. Once you do that, you'll find all sorts of valuable information neatly organized to suit your needs. There is no longer an excuse for ignoring this important world-changing information. If you are a knowledgeable crypto user, you can check out news.bitcoin.com to get the latest headlines of all the news that's relevant to you. Bitcoin.com is your source for everything crypto, like getting a wallet app, mining, trading, and all the latest cryptocurrency news, all on a slick and easy-to-use website, Bitcoin.com. And I would say go there and follow all the latest Bitcoin is dead news, Bitcoin crashed again news. What are you going to do with this Bitcoin thing now that it's worthless news? And all the while, it just keeps going up and up and up and up and then down and then back up again. So there you go, Bitcoin.com. I'm wearing the Bitcoin.com shirt that was provided to me. It's like my Free Talk Live uniform.
I have some show prep for Bitcoin.com, but I'm actually saving that for, I think Saturday.
You sandbagger.
Yeah.
You show prep sandbagger.
It is.
I'm saving all the good stuff for my best night.
Well, no, well, I mean,
we have more callers and listeners.
No, it's not about that. It's about the
host. Thursday people, you don't get to talk about Bitcoin.
Thursday we talk about guns, okay?
It's about the hosts, right? And so since I'm fake Matt, I figured it was more important to bring an article about 3D printed guns than something from Bitcoin.
No, it's a good thought. This, if you're part of the 2A community in any shape or form, this is like the biggest news of the day.
You should probably define what 2A community means.
The Second Amendment people.
To listeners who... The what?
The gun lovers.
The right to bear arms shall not be infringed.
Shall not. Can you read, sir?
I did see a meme.
You seen the Second Amendment?
I've seen a meme that I never saw before, and it was a picture of a dude, and, like, his arms had been ripped off and replaced with bear arms, like, all furry and claws.
The right to bear arms.
The right to bear. B-E-A-R.
Arms. It's coming soon. Yeah. Transhuman bears.
So since you are fake Matt tonight, do you want to carry on with this CAD article, or have you?
I mean, I mean, we've talked about the gist of it. I mean, okay. Really, the government just said, no, it's information. You can have it. It should be freely available to distribute. It goes into the details of, you know, what happened and why it was a case at all and all that kind of stuff. And we'll, of course, publish this article to all of our social media so you can read through the whole thing yourself should you want to. But, you know, that's the gist, I think.
Okay. One of the interesting articles that I came across, I don't have it with me as show prep, but I found the information to be a little, I want to say, dichotomous with, I think, the message that they were trying to portray. Mm. And it had to do with this 3D printed guns, because a lot of the discussion around 3D printed guns is you can't stop it, right? And that, you know, despite the claims from the left or the anti-gun nuts,
mm-hmm,
about, look how many, like, these are the weapons that are invading our streets and are used in crimes because they cannot be traced. And then I come across this article about, you know, how the proliferation of 3D printed guns, and it said something to the effect of, like, 41% of all ATF confiscations were, like, ghost guns, 3D printed guns.
Wow.
Right.
That doesn't really
seems
surprise
high.
Me.
Okay.
Does it?
It's
41%?
High to me.
The whole, I mean,
I'd be surprised if, like, 10% of all the guns in the United States were ghost guns. You know, 3D
right,
printed
but
guns,
I'm saying,
you know,
like,
so
what the ATF's focus is, like, they're not going after legally purchased guns that people have registered or whatever. Like, they need to have a job to do, and that's part of why they do this whole song and dance.
There's technically nothing illegal about printing your own gun.
Right. That's part of it. There's nothing illegal about that currently.
Mm-hmm.
This kind of solidifies the fact that it can be, proliferated on the Internet.
Right.
So What are the crimes that are being accused? This is my question for the article, and again, I don't have it in front of me.
Mm-hmm.
What are the crimes that they are accusing these people of which they are investigating?
In order to justify getting the guns.
And then, yes, and then confiscating that percentage
of all the guns that they confiscate, right?
Well, I mean, that's part of the thing with the ATF, is that it's like, if they don't have something to do, they will find something to do. And this is the problem with any government agency. Like, as it grows larger and gets more funding, in order to justify its own existence, it needs to find people to go after. And then people that own ghost guns are the perfect target for them, because there's already such a negative public bias against ghost guns. This idea that it's like, oh no, people are producing their own guns and we don't know where they are. It's like, you were saying earlier, there's people on YouTube, you can watch videos of people teaching you how to make guns from parts they found in a scrapyard.
Yep.
This is part of American culture. And, you know, the anti-gun community that exists always wants to talk about how they want us to, the pro-gun community, they want us to cater to their sensibilities and to get rid of our guns for their safety. Well, I say that we need to start countering the argument and tell them, listen, these things ain't going away, and pretty soon making a gun is going to be as easy as punching numbers into your microwave, so you better learn how to handle a firearm and protect yourself, because this isn't changing for your sensibilities.
Yeah, start teaching your kids. Yep. I do want to just say that the last paragraph of this article here says, a defense distributed believes that simple CAD files, not to mention such things as blueprints or instructional videos, which were arguably restrictable under the old ITAR rules before this ruling, are now officially liberated thanks to the Ninth Circuit Court's decision yesterday. So this ruling did make a difference for some forms of, like, how-to manuals.
Mm-hmm.
So it made a difference in that it sort of liberated different forms of this information that exists in addition to the CAD files itself. So I just wanted to make sure that we covered that little bit there in the article. But as far as 3D printing guns at home is concerned, bring it on. You know, it should be in every home. It should be like the replicator in Star Trek. You should be able to walk up to it and go, you know, I'd like a Smith & Wesson, please. Beep, beep, boop, boop.
Yeah. And stuff like that, like, I'm okay with that sentiment. I have trouble saying that, you know, it should be in every home or that it must be in every home.
Should. You know, I'm just saying, like the microwave, right? Like your example, I think, was spot on. Like, if you want one, you can go to the appliance store and buy the thing.
It should be that easy for those who want it.
Because it's not going to be just guns, right? 3D printing as a technology has a wide breadth of stuff, right?
Yes.
You know, oh my gosh, I have a broken down 1978 stove, mm-hmm. and they don't make parts for it anymore. Let me go online. Oh, look, I can scan the part, and now I can boop, 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 and it prints the part for me, and I can repair my stove.
Man, I wish I had that. I had a 1989 Mercury Cougar,
mm-hmm.
and I used to have to crawl in, climb in.
Well, was it owned by like an older woman on the prowl?
No, it was actually. I had the car for over a decade. It was like that was my the only car that I ever called my car is that 1989 Mercury Cougar. All other cars I have driven.
Rich, I like a point that you just made because I want to counter it. I disagree with you. The idea that it's like, look, if you don't want to own a gun, you shouldn't have to. And I'll agree in the extent that I don't think that guns should be mandatory. Like, I don't think the government should have a compulsory military service like Switzerland where you learn to use them. But, you know, we'll get into this after the break, and I'll explain my thought on this, and we'll go into some really white-pilling news about firearms, because we're going to keep the tempo going, I think, with guns, because this is really fun for me.
It's
going
to be the theme for at least the first few minutes. More coming up. Free Talk Live, 603-283-6160. If you want to get your thoughts on the air, that's 603-283-6160. More coming up. Free Talk Live.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
There it is.
There it is.
I was so stoked.
You got to check out that clip, Ken. Free Talk Live, 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Back with the live call-in show. Currently talking about 3D printed guns, the CAD files. I think we're going to move on from that topic. However, there was still a little bit more to be said about the 3D printed aspect of it. I know
you had disagreed with something.
I disagreed with the premise that, you know, if people don't want to own guns, they don't have to. And, you know,
how do you disagree with that?
Well, I'll explain. It's nuanced. I'm not saying directly that it's like, yes, you have to own a gun. I'm not saying that.
Okay.
Like,
If
you're a pacifist, you know, and you have a religious exemption from you know, using violence in any circumstance, then by all means, be a pacifist. But this idea that, like, the problem with the gun argument today is that there is a large swath of the population that wants to export their responsibility to self-defense to other people. And I take issue with that because, to me, it's self-infantilization. There's this whole group of people that go, I don't think that it's necessary that I protect myself, and it's scary, and I don't want to do it. And I think that there's a message to be said where it's like, no, the responsibility to defend yourself is your own. And you need to own that as an adult human. It's like no one else is obligated.
I'll agree with you on this because there's two things that I was not taught in school, and that was rights. Where do rights come from? What are rights? Where do they come from? Mm-hmm. And then responsibilities.
And that's something our society is forgetting about entirely.
I will disagree with both of you on this, particularly your rights aspect of it, Kevin, because I can contract those rights out to whomever I wish.
Right, but I wasn't taught where they come from.
Understood. But if you're saying that your self-defense is your responsibility as an adult,
yeah.
No, I can contract that out.
But it's still your responsibility to contract
right.
that out. It's your responsibility to handle your own personal safety. Whether it's you buying a gun or whether it's you contracting it out, you're still taking the responsibility for your own personal safety.
Right. But I think what Tyler is suggesting is that in order to take responsibility for my own personal safety, I must own and use and learn how to defend myself on an individual level, preferably with a firearm.
I mean, none of that's a bad idea, but have
to. Yeah, I'd say it's my wife's choice.
Yeah, I'm never going to say have to for anything, right? Because
yeah.
I don't want to force anybody to do anything. But
and if I don't want to, I can contract it out.
Right, and I guess my point was kind of this idea that, like, especially in the libertarian community, we're always talking about rights, and I don't feel like people are talking about responsibilities enough. And also, there is a place in society for social sanctions, right? Like, me being a libertarian doesn't mean that I'm like, hey, you can do whatever you want, and, like, there's no rules, and, like, you know, if you just want to be a complete degenerate and lazy, like, that's your total right. It's like...
That totally is.
Sure, it's
as
your right.
As long as you don't infringe on the liberties and rights
right.
of someone
else. Right, and I agree with that. But there is a place for social pressures where I can say, that is your right. However, I'm going to judge you negatively and harshly for being a degenerate and for being a weak person in this society and for making us all weaker. If I know that my neighbors aren't arming themselves and preparing for the defense of the community and they leave it up to me knowing, oh, well, Tyler's got a gun. If something ever happens, Tyler's going to take care of us, that puts more responsibility on me.
No, it doesn't.
Well, no, it does, unless, of course, you're contracting for that specific purpose.
Yeah.
Right. Which, and in which case, if they, like, decided that they were going to pay me, then you have, like, a tertiary situation.
And now you've got Tyler's, you know, defense system, whatever.
Et cetera.
Business.
Yeah.
You've got a business around it now.
Right.
And that
right.
could work. Let's go to the phones. We have Steve from Arkansas. Steve, you're on the air.
Good evening, fellas. How we doing?
We're well.
Good.
Good. I like talking about guns, obviously. I live in gun country. I used to have a large collection, but they got, unfortunately, lost in a boating accident.
it's all too frequent.
Happens to the best of us, yeah.
I know. It's an epidemic. But anyway, so I don't know if you guys have heard about our governor, Asa Hutchinson, has been in the news lately. A couple weeks ago, the Arkansas House and Senate passed a transgender bill that essentially it just says if you're under 18, you're not allowed to get hormone therapy or gender reassignment surgery. Once you're 18, you want to do it, knock yourself out.
Okay.
So Governor Hutchinson vetoed this. Now he's a Republican.
Mm.
You would have thought that he would have signed it into law. He vetoed it. Second time he did that in the last 2 weeks, the House and Senate passed a gun law bill that just simply said, like several other states have, if there are federal gun laws coming, going forward, we will not uphold them. We will not help the federal government enforce them. We are not bound by federal law on gun laws.
I've heard of this. This has been enacted in many states.
Sanctuary
right.
states.
Yeah.
So he vetoed that as well.
Wow.
So you got a bunch of pissed off rednecks down here. Like, I voted for this guy, and he's out here. Well, interestingly enough, he's in his lame duck. Like, this is his last term. In Arkansas, you can only be governor so many times, and then you got to let somebody else have it. Well, Sarah Huckabee Sanders is going to be the next governor of Arkansas. Mark it down. It's a done deal. So she's already raised more money than Bill Clinton did in all of his elections combined and when he was governor.
Oh, wow.
She's
so what are you expecting
governor.
From her on the gun issue then?
Oh, I mean, big things. I think and it, well, either way, it doesn't matter. Both of those bills, the House and the Senate, went ahead and overturned his veto and the bills got signed into law. So
the
only reason he did that is because he's almost done and he's lobbying for a spot on the board at Walmart. Well, funny enough, both times he did that, which company was the first one to comment about how proud they are of their governor? Walmart.
Right.
So
well, yeah, and it sounds
it's all just been a big political game.
Well, that's what you get
for his
politics.
Benefit.
Right. Right. And that's
so anyway, I just
That's what I was going to say, is it sounds like it's just a ballerina act. It's all coordinated, and he's just trying to save face so he can get what he wants when he gets out, because he knew that the state government was going to overturn it anyway. And that is the problem with politics, is that it's all a game. It's all kayfabe. It's like it's like professional wrestling. It's
and
just
who's
an
the
act.
Biggest bunch of liberals out there, companies like Walmart.
Yeah.
And that, you know, they're embracing this vaccine thing. They're, you know, it, and in fact, when the Johnson & Johnson vaccine, when they put it on hold because it was causing blood clots, the day that they said, okay, you know what, it does cause some blood clots sometimes, but it's worse having COVID, so we're going to go ahead and let you start taking it again, he was the first one to come out and say, schedule your vaccine, go get your vaccine. And I'm like, no, sorry, I'm not getting a vaccine. You know, I had COVID back in, I don't know, August or so, and it's like a bad cold. Maybe a little flu-like stuff, but
much like everything else we talk about on here, it should be up to the individual and their personal choice.
I had the COVID too.
Exactly.
It, you know, symptoms for a couple of weeks and then a bunch of coughing for maybe another 4 or 5 days. And
I'm the guy. I called you guys back when I got it because I got the hydroxychloroquine.
Oh, that's
and
right.
Then
I remember you.
Our government, local government, said that the day after I got my prescription filled, they outlawed it to be prescribed for COVID.
Did it work for you?
Dude, I was in the hospital on Wednesday. I started taking that. I played golf on Friday.
Wow.
Nice. Amazing. So a buddy of mine, when it comes to the hydroxychloroquine, he does way more research than I do on this stuff. But one of the things that was proscribed by him and some others was, you know, increase your vitamin D, increase your zinc, you know, do the healthy things.
I did both of those.
Right. And what he said about the hydroxychloroquine was it was like it enhanced the receptiveness for the zinc, which is really what helps you. So you take the hydroxychloroquine, you take the zinc, and it makes the zinc more effective. And that would be a good reason, you know, if you don't have access to hydroxychloroquine.
Listeners may not know this. The active ingredient in hydroxychloroquine is quinine, and that is also in tonic water. So.
Right.
If you can't get your hands on hydroxychloroquine, take all of it. Take vitamin D, zinc, a Z-Pack if you can get your hands on one, and drink tonic water.
There you go.
So, anyway.
Yeah, that's all for the malaria, you know.
All right. Thank you for the call.
You know, that's a really good point, though, just with the Republican governor. This idea, I think a lot of libertarians tend to lean right. Obviously not all of them, but a lot of them do. And they look to Republicans and go, these guys will help us out. We see eye to eye on some stuff.
I think there's a split amongst libertarians.
There is a split.
And it depends on your personal demographic, whether you, like, associate more with the left-leaning or the conservative-leaning libertarians. We can talk about that and more. If you call in, 603-283-6160, 603-283-6160. More coming up on Free Talk Live.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse.
Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.